In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Him forever.
More comfortable sitting, please. Have a seat. Just a few words this morning. See if my voice can hold out. The background to this morning's gospel lesson. Earlier in chapter 14, Jesus had heard of the death of the greatest of the prophets, John the Baptist. And when he heard the news, St. Matthew tells us that he desired to find a solitary place. So he went to find that solitary place. But the multitude followed him, surprised him when he got there. Instead of turning the multitude away, Jesus had compassion on them, healed them, and then this led to the feeding of the 5,000. And after this miracle, Jesus sends everyone away. He sends his disciples away. He sends the multitude away. And then St. Matthew tells us of what we heard this morning. He went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And now when evening came, he was alone there. And we see that Jesus' desire, whether he's on the spiritual mountaintop, I don't know if you've heard that phrase before, I'm on the mountaintop, or I'm in the valley. Whether Jesus is on the spiritual mountaintop experiencing an outpouring of grace that led to the feeding of 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, or if he's in the spiritual valley grieving for the greatest of all the prophets, the greatest and the last, John the Baptist, his desire is to find a quiet place apart. And if we had sermon outlines where you took notes, I would say to write this down and highlight it or circle it or put hearts or stars by it or something. God is present on the mountain. And God is present in the valley. He is present and working in both. So it matters very little where we are. As far as God is concerned, he's present, active, waiting, working where we are his people. This is one reason why the cycle of services in the church is so important, because it establishes a bedrock. It doesn't change. You may have noticed, year in, year out, the services continue. They continue, and it doesn't matter what is going on around us. It doesn't matter what is happening in our personal lives. It doesn't matter the political climate. It just doesn't matter. Global warming doesn't matter as far as the church services are concerned. The services continue. We sense the rhythm of the church's eternal worship, and it provides the bedrock. It provides the stability for our life. Teaches us that whether we are on the mountain or whether we are in the valley, worship continues. God is present, active, and working among his people. He went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was alone there. Someone sent me a meme this week. I'm not a big meme fan. But this one I liked, and so I wanted to share it with you. The person who sent it will probably already knows who they are at this point. But it's a good one. And it came with a picture of an old hairy monk, which is always good to have the picture go with the meme. The only place where modern man does not like to visit is himself. He cannot hear the silence. He does not want to hear the voice of his conscience. And this is the kicker. But without knowing yourself, you cannot know God. Modern man lives in a shadowy world of TV, the internet, but the greatest reality in the world is the human soul. Inside, we can open up the kingdom of heaven in our own heart. God wants to be born. Without knowing yourself, You cannot know God. This is part of what it means to be made in the image. My sophomore year in college, I was privileged to have a private room. It was next to the lounge where the TV was. And if you know anything about a men's dormitory in college, it's that the TV is always on. I would turn it off, and sure enough, 20 minutes later, it'd be back on. Someone would turn it up loudly. And so I tried an experiment. Instead of turning off the TV, because inevitably it would be turned back on the next time someone walked through the lounge, I just turned the TV down so that I couldn't hear it in my room. And sure enough, nobody touched it. Nobody turned it up. Nobody turned it off. It was on SportsCenter the whole time. It just stayed on SportsCenter. But if it was off, somebody would come in, turn it on, and then turn it way up. But if it was just on where it was this background noise, nobody touched it. It did not help my grades, but I thought it was an interesting experiment. But sometimes we crave distraction, like that TV. Sometimes we feel we need distraction. And sometimes we probably do, given our current spiritual and physical state. But we must always acknowledge that distraction comes at a cost. If indulged in too much, we begin to inhabit that shadow world that is only a parody of reality. Real knowing and real living comes from journeying inward, opening the heart in silence and in prayer. This is why an encounter with the Holy Person, or if you've read the stories of people's encounters with saints, they aren't boisterous people, and yet there is something that comes forth from them, a radiance that shines out of them, and you feel it. It's because their inward life is full. It's overflowing. It is that spring of living water that our Lord talks to Saint Fotini about, and it is gushing. It is gushing and sloshing everywhere that they go. They have opened their heart in silence, and they've opened it in prayer. And this is a great struggle. It's a great journey. But without it, we can never truly know God. What happens when we refuse to make this journey? What happens when we don't even start down this path? Just look at the disciples in the passage. They're in the middle of the sea, in the boat. They feel the strong winds. They see the stormy waves. They hear the crashing thunder. What do they see Jesus as? It's difficult for them to apprehend. He is more ghost than he is real. He's more magic than reality. But we will not know peace until we begin to make the journey inward. It's the only still place that you can find in the world is in the heart, where Jesus has taken up residence. It's the only place that is stable. The journey to discovering the kingdom of heaven is within us. This is orthodoxy is paradoxy, right? Until we begin to know ourselves as God knows us, to know our place in this kingdom, repenting sinner and adopted child, without knowing ourselves, we cannot know God. We must learn to be alone with ourselves. Like Jesus, we must go up the mountain by ourselves to pray, to be alone. And we must do this starting very small increments, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. We must start it and then build upon it. This is where our prayers that we're accustomed to saying can actually work against us, because we can turn anything into a distraction. Work can be a distraction. Saying our long prayers can be a distraction, because we just say them and we get through them and we move on. But sitting without the prayers, with just yourself, Are we willing to sit with ourselves? We may not like what we find. But we do this knowing that God receives us as we are. He won't leave us as we are, but He receives us as we are. He wants to move us forward, wants to move us higher and higher up the mountain to Himself. We must learn to be alone with ourselves. Like Jesus, we must go up the mountain by ourselves to pray, to be alone. In the silence, in the stillness, the Spirit will train our ears to hear the voice of our God. And the kingdom of God will unfold. And God will be born in our heart. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to you forever.